Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS.
Tough guy this morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
That is right. Today's Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, released in 1978. Give us a rating on the text line. 1 is bad, 10 is good for The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. Your Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking,
once again, your Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day is Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, released in 1978. Here, give us a rating on the text line. 1 is bad, 10 is good for your Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Bill, initial thoughts on The Gambler.
Starter Heyman, Rick Heyman, thank you for sponsoring this. Incredible song. Little disappointed in your cut that you didn't hit on. I can see you're out of aces.
Okay.
And for a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice.
Sure.
That's one of my favorite parts of the song. The song, I've heard it thousands of times. Yep. Kenny Rogers was incredible. That's one. That's a song that I just absolutely love. Know all the words to it. 78, better times at the highest level. Yeah, this song is one. I wonder if the youth know this. I wonder in the other room. I wonder if Jimmy Chitwood and if Colin has this or not.
Yep.
Like that.
Okay, so what are you giving the rating here?
8, 8, 8. 8, 8, 8.
Okay.
Yes. And then now we're just a little bit with Colin got out of line. He gave his number.
Connor jumped the gun here.
Connor.
Yes.
Connor's new.
Yes.
And he had to go. The reason
I don't know
much about him because he was out doing errands for Nick earlier in the show.
True.
So I didn't get a chance to go through all this stuff to make sure I had his name correct. Like that. But now he gave his number too early. You have to hold off on that.
Yes.
So you can't do that, Connor, until we ask for it. Okay. So I know what his number is that. Connor, what number did you give it? What's that? An 8.6. Gave it an 8.6 like that. So I appreciate that. He might be an old soul like Jake Sorensen. Has anybody ever seen the movie Hoosiers? And if you had, our producer here that's here today with us, Nick,
yes.
looks just like Jimmy Chitwood.
He does.
He looks just like Jimmy.
He does.
And sometimes someone tells you look like somebody, you go, no, I don't. He goes, that looks exactly like me. I am Jimmy Chitwood.
He did say
the hair,
that.
Everything's the same. So we're here with Hoosiers in the studio.
All right, so you gave it an 8.8.
Oh, it's an incredible song.
I felt like it was topical. And so as Jake and I are about to take on Vegas, it was the song was topical. And
I'd like
that's
to see you guys at the tables. Oh, that would be nice to see. Yes.
Let's run through some of these texts here on the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, released in 1978. Rod in South Lincoln starts us off, age 62. Happy New Year. He says 8.0. Sean in Omaha gives it a 9.2. Pete in Chattanooga with a 4.
Pete!
Who in Columbus?
Bird!
There it is. 8 for Bird in Columbus. Joe in Boulder with a 7. Fritz in Lincoln, 8.1. Jake in Hickman says, okay, 6.1.
Okay.
John in Southeast Lincoln gives it a 2.0, says, no way I'm ever listening to the entire song.
Bird would fight you. Bird would fight you.
Wow.
And I'd be okay with it, too. I'd kind of push it a little bit.
Pat in Waverly gives it an 8.555. We have, let's see, 9.9 from Leroy, a 10 from Railroader Matt. Jennifer and Hubby chime in.
Here we go.
Jennifer with an 8. Hubby with a 6.7.
Now they're back to usual. High yes. scores, but Hubby lower.
Yes.
Hubby always goes lower.
Matt says, Nick, holy bleep, you're on a roll. 8 for Matt today.
For a taste of your whiskey.
Gavin from Shelby, age 22, gives it a 9.0.
Gavin from Shelby, age 22. All right. That's new, I believe.
I have not seen that one very often.
Yeah.
So we have Roger says 8.7. And then Al in Lincoln says 9.5. Now, we can't forget our fine folks on the YouTube stream. We got Troy gives it an 8.2. CL Porter, 92, with a 6.1. Genghis says 8.8. Way better times for Genghis.
The corn.
Nels in Montana, 9.1.
Nels.
Bolt with a 5.88.
Interesting, Bolt. It's a fail.
Yeah.
By Bolt, a fail. And I've been a big Bolt supporter.
Mm-hmm. Rick chimes in from Starter Heyman, 6.125 for Rick Heyman.
A little low. I thought Rick would be a little higher on the sheer magic of Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm. And then how about this? We'll finish off our scores with Harris in Vegas, 6.8 for Harris in Vegas. So
nice. There
it is. Song of the day, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, 1978 released. All right, Bill, it is time for Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right. Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. If you're looking for remodels and everything.
Wow, just kept plowing right through Randy. Wow.
If you're looking for everything from
bathrooms.
We have
people that yell Randy with me in their cars.
Okay, I apologize.
That you just kept just filibustered the whole thing.
Okay, I apologize, yes. Randy. If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels,
and hallways,
call Randy
at stairwells
402-417
attics
5204. Bill, it's a bugaboo Tuesday. Outside of me just rolling right through Randy, what's bothering you on Tuesday?
People that tell me, they're like going, oh, my kids love yelling Randy. They nail it every time, and you just filibustered the whole thing. Oh, things that bother me.
Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There's things that bother me. There is no reason to speed through the season. There's no reason to speed through the season. No reason for the fights. Keep up the lights. I can't take it. The arguments that I have and the feelings are strong. Those who want to end Christmas decorations and lights within seconds of Christmas being over, there's people on Christmas Eve church at candlelight service that are counting the ways they're going to get the boxes out and get the decorations down and put away. It drives me absolutely nuts. Mm. I want Christmas around. I want lights up. I want trees up. Occasionally, we're going to take something down here and there, a small little knickknack or something. I'm okay with it. I want everything up. Our house will have, the tree stays up until the end of February.
Really?
End of February stays up. We have some lit up. We have some incredible sleds that we have that are lighted. They'll stay up. I have a tree outside. Then I have these giant polar bears in the basement. They stay up year round. And I have a Christmas tree that is on the wall that it plugs in with lights. That stays up year round. My wife likes to start to put some things away, though. She was doing it yesterday. Little thing, and she does it. She won't even say she's doing it. I'll be like, "What's going on down there?" Nothing. They hold. But there are people that are like so excited, like the day after Christmas, stuff's put away. Yeah, let's get Valentine's Day going. That's fun. Let's get all the decorations.
You don't want Valentine's Day decorations.
I don't mind Valentine's Day, but is that really the thing we have to push to? Do we have to all of a sudden have February 14th on our radar? How about we just enjoy Christmas, enjoy the lights, and do this? The people that want to tear this stuff down and get everything boxed up, all they care about, what's next? Let's get the next thing going, and they can't wait to end. How about enjoy it? Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Drive around. Have the lights still out. Have them still going. Ours are on. We have the halo lights. It's awesome. And our neighborhood's pretty good. But those who want to fight me on this, want to get everything boxed up, put away to try to get, it's always like, yeah, let's just get ahead. Your life isn't about getting ahead. Life's about enjoying the moment. And there should never be a Christmas decoration put away ever prior to January 2nd. Ever. Okay. And right now there's people that have them put away. And they're out there. And that's a bugaboo that I'll fight forever. And our stuff is staying up. You want Christmas for your kids? Bring them over to our house.
Does Laura agree with this take?
Tree? Not as much. Okay. She would like things a little more put away.
I would imagine so.
I push back. I bring them back out. If they go away, I bring them back. Oh, yeah. If they put away something, I'll just bring it right back out. And I want things set up. We're always set up prior to Thanksgiving. So mid-November, I want them up. I want 2 months of Christmas. Why not? It's festive. It's a festive time. It's a fun time. There's decorations. There's lights. There's everything about it. When you go around in Vegas, you're going to see Christmas trees still up. And so it's a fun time. So no, this is my bugaboo. It's my pushback. And there's people right now that are so proud that they have all their stuff put away, boxed up, and ready to go. And what did you put away? What did you end? Fun. That's what you put away. You ended fun.
Not if you're decorating for another season.
There's not another season.
Okay.
There's not another season. Valentine's Day is a trinket type of thing. And
yes.
So what's coming next? What's the big one? There isn't one.
It would be Thanksgiving next year.
Yeah, next year. That's really the biggest thing. So let's get these Christmas decorations, get away. Because in November, we got Thanksgiving stuff to put up. So that there's only really two things you do. There's little things for Easter. There's a couple rabbits. There's a couple. Mm-hmm. There's a Valentine's Day, a few things. Halloween has a couple things. Halloween gets more attention. I agree with that. But that's when? October. Bugaboos. Anything from the text line?
Yeah, there's a lot from the text line. You don't like to decorate for New Year's.
What's that?
You don't like to decorate for New Year's.
I don't do any different decorations.
There's no
parties. There's no
festivities.
No, I don't do like the Happy New Year signs and stuff. No, don't do that.
Plenty of stuff from the text line here. Rosebud from Elmwood says,
Elmwood Murdoch.
Morning, fellas. As long as there is snow on the ground, the lights are staying up as
Thank you. Godspeed.
Dad says, the 12 days of Christmas doesn't start until Christmas. It is Christmas season, the 12 days after. Keep the lights up. I'm with you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Vern chimes in and says, if it keeps the house feeling warm once the decorations goes down, the house is just cold in the dead of winter.
It is. It's just, it is. There's When they go up the first time, you're pumped, and all of a sudden it's just wet blanket.
Old Dad 34, haven't heard from Wet Blanket in a while. Old Dad 34 says, "Preach, Bill, preach." Gus says, "Right there with you, Bill. My aunt has a holiday tree that stays up year round."
Thank you.
That's decorated.
Get a photo
for every
of that.
Holiday.
Send that in. I like that. So every holiday,
I like this idea.
So the tree stays up. Now it's a Valentine's tree.
Yeah,
now it's
they said
it.
They
Easter
said
tree.
Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Cinco de Mayo, etc. Love it.
Oh man,
that's really good.
That plays to my heartstrings right there. Whew, what an idea! We're doing that. We're going to have a celebration tree. This is going to be fun.
Yep. There you go. Brad from Baldwin says, "Bill, I'm one of those that take them down. I'll try to do better. I'm sorry to disappoint."
Brad, be better. Brad, be better. And you're a great person. And you toilet paper stuff on the highways for us. And we appreciate that. But this is the time to be better. And they get excited about it. They brag. They brag about it. All our stuff's down. We're down. Boxed up. Gone.
Robert and Lincoln, 12 Days of Christmas starts on the 25th. So things have to stay up until January 6th at least.
Thank you.
So, McGee, last one. I hear you loud and clear. Everyone needs to just slow down.
Slow down. Isn't life too fast? Screen time. We're talking about screen time. How about the lights? Enjoy those.
Big B says, ours are already down. Ink wasn't even dry. Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's what I mean.
He seems cold-hearted.
Yeah.
Anyway, remind us the headline there, Bill.
Yeah, I got it right here, Jake. There's no reason. Whoa. I mean,
wow.
There's no reason. Speed through the season. No reason for the fights. Keep up the lights.
Keep up the lights. There's Bill's Thrills on a Bugaboo Tuesday, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. Plenty more to get through throughout the show. In hour two, CBS Sports ranked the Big Ten coaches now that there's been a little bit of movement. Where is Kyle Whittingham ranked now in the list of Big Ten coaches? It is my first time also later in the show. Ever NFL winners and losers. I will be doing that today in place of Jake.
Okay, this is a big deal
it
now.
It is. I heard that winners and losers on the show is
it's a big deal, and no one's ever done it but Jake.
I know. Well, here we are. We're gonna attempt
this
it.
This is a lot for me.
There, I know. It's out of the routine. Mm. It's out of the ordinary. I'm asking you to bear with me.
Okay.
So there you go. Hour two of the show comes up next.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.